beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Verloc, master of the phantom frequency and the psionic arts. I bid you welcome this evening. Well, tonight's show is about a couple of things. One, why you need to douse. Yes, we're talking about radionics, psionics, psychotronics, and why you need to be able to douse. And I'm going to talk about what you need to do, or what you should do, before you join my club. All right, let's juggle those two subjects here. Which one comes first? Well, I think a number of you are probably, like most people, rushing over to the club to go join. But you might need a little heads up. And so, out of consideration for your time, I have devised a survey. And so when you go to the club, you click on the button that reads, "Before you join," and click on that button and take the survey. After you take that survey, I'll skim through it, and I will let you know via email from the web submission system whether or not the club looks like it's going to be a good service for you based on the answers that you give me. Now, you can still join the club even if I don't think the club's a good fit for you, but I recommend considering my input. All right, so with that out of the way, let's talk about why you need dowsing. Well, if you're like most people who are getting into this technomancy, this technological wizardry, the machine dowsing, radionics, also known as wishing machines, you need to learn how to douse. If you cannot douse, then you can turn the dials on that machine all you want, and you may get beginner's luck here and there, but really, you're not going to get very far with your machine. Dowsing is essential because all radionics and much of the world of psionics is based on the principles of dowsing. So I have a multimedia package for you to help you learn how to douse. It's called Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure. Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure. You can download that from my shop at verloc.com/shop. See the description section of this podcast for a link to that product, or go to my store and look around for products that might interest you. All right, so Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure includes, it's a multimedia package. It includes a video that instructs you on dowsing, audio, and some documents, including some charts that you can print out, as well as how to construct your very own pendulum at home. So download Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure to get started. I think it's discounted right now in the shop. Go take a look and find out. You never know what magical items you might discover at verloc.com/shop. So with that little commercial out of the way, let's talk a little bit more about dowsing and what, you know, actually what you might need in the world of psionics, technomancy, and the magical thinking. I like to call it the magic lifestyle. And so I use the hashtag #KeepTheMagicHigh, having to do with that magical lifestyle. The philosophy is indeed relative to the methodology that I teach in my club and my books and audiobooks and my multimedia package, like Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure. So there's three things you need. I've already mentioned the first thing. You need dowsing. You need to become a dowser. And it's not as difficult as you think, but you do need to learn. And the best way to learn is through practice, which my multimedia package will give you what you need to practice. You just got to build your own pendulum or purchase one on eBay or Amazon. And you can get started right away. The second thing you need to be able to do is focus. You have to be able to concentrate on one thing. The good news is you only need to concentrate one time. After you tune your dials, you're done. The machine will take over the work for you. So in order to concentrate, there are some approaches to this. One is focused concentration. And I teach a little bit about that in my club. I teach a lot about that in my book, Psionic Robot. And of course, opening ourselves up to the intuitive frequency, we need to practice some time-honored art called meditation. Now, you don't have to twist yourself into a pretzel or even buy a yoga mat to do basic meditation, because basic meditation is all you need. All you need is an armchair. That's right, an armchair, a director's chair, or an outdoor patio furniture chair, a club chair, an office desk chair, one that's comfortable, where you can sit upright but not too rigid, and simply listen to the sound of your breathing, and relax, and calm, and clear your mind. That is all you have to do. So we have dowsing and concentration / meditation. The third thing that you will need in the area of psionics, particularly psionics, is what I call that magical lifestyle. And by this, I mean you need to develop a certain attitude, not an external attitude, but an inward attitude, which is a relationship between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. That's the big mind in the frontal lobe, your forehead, and the little brain in the back of your head. And developing a certain relationship with the two brains. I'm not talking about left and right hemisphere so much as I'm talking about the front brain and the back brain. And that relationship is essentially going to be telling your subconscious mind, which talks to your psychical mind and your higher self, and thereby extension to the universe, communicates your will. And so you have to develop an attitude of, if I turn this dial, it's just going to work. So as time moves on, like if you pursue many of the lectures in my club, you'll develop the ability further down the road to simply put your hand over at your psionic radio, or reach out for your radionic box, or your miraculous prayer board, or your psionic flashlight wand, and instantly make magic happen for you. You'll become a master of near real-time results, because this magic will become automatic for you. But the key to that is that relationship with the big brain and the brain in the front of your head, and the little brain in the back of your head. So you have dowsing, you have focus meditation, and then you have that magical lifestyle, which is that relationship, accepting the magic, as they call it. I think psionics is kind of beyond magic at this point. It's more of a, you know, focused will. And I think right now is probably a good time to make that distinction. Because I know a lot of people borrow my hashtag, keep the magic high, and they have their view of what that means. For me, it means keeping up the skill and the practice, just like you'd go to a gym. I practice my meditation, my focus, and reaffirming to my mind that I work magic with my will. By my will alone, I set my mind in motion. You know that line from the old film Dune, where the masterful Mentat is making his mind stronger and focusing his will by simply reaffirming through his verbal formulation that it is by his will alone that he sets his mind in motion. And that's what we need to do. But essentially, keep the magic high. What is psionics? And what does keep the magic high have to do with it? Well, essentially, like I said, it is that focus. It's the commitment to the magical lifestyle. But psionics, where it differs in terms of the overall popular view of magic, is that psionics is not about all the witchcraft or the sorcery, or in some cases devilry. Psionics is a focused willpower. So we might think of psionics more of like, I don't know, Charles Xavier from the X-Men. Maybe more so like the Green Lantern. It's by his will and the use of a gadget, that ring on his finger, which is a basically a mobile computer that allows him to exercise his will and project his will into the material world. So, in essence, the Green Lantern is a psionicist. And so that's where we're really at with psionics. Psionics is really that will, whereas some of the other systems of magic which borrow heavy usage from utterances and formulations tied into entities, spirits, demons, angels, who supposedly have a pre-existing will and willfulness and mind of their own, aka their own agendas, and require some kind of offering or sacrificial offering and so on, or that you wear this color or burn these candles and incense and fast and so on, is really outside of the scope of psionics. Psionics is the new, improved magical system, I guess you could call it. It is the clean magic. It is pure, raw will, and we simply make that adjustment of moving out of the old tools into the new tools. And just like a computer programmer, operator, or technician, you will always need to upgrade your skills as technology improves. Else, we are going to be using the old radionic boxes forever and ever. That having been said, and that's quite a lot to say, I do admit, psionics will require dowsing, meditation, the magical lifestyle, and if you want to really get into this so that you can use this stuff to make money or adjust your road of life, smooth your road of life, then by all means, give my club a try, read my books, enjoy my audiobooks, or download Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure to get started, read my ebook, Keep the Magic High, it's only $4.99, and get those tonight. You can have them right now learn all you need to learn, and get started. Make your choice whether you want to be in a club or you want to start learning about psionic robots and psionic splicing and some more complicated areas of psionics to really increase your power. So that about concludes tonight's podcast. Thank you for your support, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Herr Dr. Von Rohloff, signing out.